name in the game as Wrestle, and we wish we can get our hands on you and the four horses to take control of your body parts and rip them off one by one.
Put ECW where it belongs, the afterthought of the WWE, their developmental program on national television. Let's put it where it belongs. Let's get that straight.
Oh, anybody, but Jesus, I just went through this whole thing on the other freaking tape. I went to play it back and went two sentences and then went... Alright, I haven't had a beer yet. It's 5 to 11. This is killing me because I'm going to do this sober.
I'm like, do these assholes not see a pair of boxer briefs laying on the floor? Luna is one of the most beautiful women that I have ever saw. And I'm not lying.
OWW Radio. And now, Nick Anthony.
Big night for the WWE as they roll out new programming. It's the Next Evolution, Rookies versus Pros on NXT. We'll cover it as it is in the second hour. Stick around as we provide a listener party, if you will. But first, the Elimination Chamber is on our minds with the Raw fallout. OWW Radio starts now online. World of Wrestling, OWW Genesis, WTR, Wild Talk Radio Networks, Nick Anthony, Alan Wojcik, broadcasting live this Tuesday night. You are tuned in to online World of Wrestling Radio, OWW Radio, where fans and legends come together. Now, we want to hear from you, whether you are a viewer of WWE Monday Night Raw, ECW, Superstars, or Friday Night SmackDown. Did I say ECW? I mean NXT. It's a new day.
It's in the script, man. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I know. Maybe I should have changed that. What about TNA Impact? Ring of Honor, the Indies, we talked them all, including MMA, man. We want to hear from you, and we've made it easy for you with our toll-free telephone number. It's 888-357-9876. 888-357-9876. Hit option 2. Our dose for my Mexican amigos, email address, radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com, radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com. We were talking, Alan, during the whole Elimination Chamber thing going on for the WWE. I was also listening to the post show that we do here, WTR, the network does on wildtalkradio.com.
Oh, really?
A lot of people were really against. They didn't like the pay-per-view. I enjoyed it myself.
Were they against the former heavyweight champion being set on fire by his own staff?
You know, I've seen that. I Michael Cole covered it up well. WWE cut away from it just in the nick of time, I guess. But Corey, the executive producer of the program, enlightened me on it when Taker got burnt by the pyro there. Cole was like, oh, Undertaker, he's eager to get to the ring. We've never seen this side of the Undertaker before. They covered it up really well.
Yeah, and that was the funny part, because I was sitting there watching it with a friend, and during the chamber, I joked with him. I said, is it my imagination or is Undertaker really sweaty? This is what he means. I said, he just looked like he's really, as they used to say in the wrestling, and they're sweating profusely. And now looking at it, you go to TMZ.com and see the footage. Now, you know why he looked like he was sweaty? Because they were feeding him bottles of water to douse himself. First and second degree burns. And then I guess at some point, either him or Jericho or someone busted one of the pod doors, and it was just a mechanical and crazy night. For those that don't know it, who didn't watch the pay-per-view, didn't watch Monday Night Raw last night, there's not one but two brand new champions in WWE. The Undertaker got super kicked into next week, or at least till Friday Night SmackDown, by Shawn Michaels, who came out of nowhere from underneath the Elimination Chamber to set up Chris Jericho to win, I believe it's his sixth heavyweight title belt.
Exactly. How do they do that anyway? Does Shawn Michaels stay under the ring the entire duration of the pay per view or what?
I'm guessing the way Hornswoggle used to get under the ring was they would do T-shirt toss in or dim the arena during the. They'd show the WWE on the Titantron, and while it was dark in the building, they'd ferry Hornswoggle out underneath the ring. So it could have been one of those things where Michaels was a part of the ring crew, and we never knew it, and he's in the chamber, and it shocked everybody, but I kind of joked with one of my friends who was watching the pay-per-view with me. I said, there's got to be, Michaels has got to be involved in this somewhere or another. There's no way Taker's going to Mania with the belt, cause, because with the belt, then there go, you know, he's not going to lose the streak, the immortal streak that he's got going. Exactly. And all of a sudden, it's like, bang, doom, okay, we got a match for WrestleMania already. Awesome.
Yeah, it's even adding fuel to WrestleMania with, moving on with Batista and John Cena, Bret Hart and Vince McMahon. What'd you think about that one, huh? That was a pretty match, too.
That was a total surprise to see Shawn Michaels, man, and to see Batista out of nowhere. It was like, what the hell just happened?
I know it, man. It adds fuel to WrestleMania. A lot of people were against it at first with, you know, Batista and how horrible he is working, especially at a WrestleMania. I don't know. But it adds fuel to it, more storyline to the Bret Hart, Vince McMahon thing.
Well, that's an interesting thing, because of the way they did the angle on last Monday night, the car accident that nobody saw, but he sold it like he got hit by a Sherman tank. And yeah. I think it's on his Facebook page or his website. He's going along with the absolute, I'm hurt, I'm injured, so... Who knows what's going to go on there? Is it still going to... Obviously, it's not going to be a tag match now unless they're going to somehow make it a tag match. I mean, how do you see this breaking down?
I actually do see it as a tag match because... and I see Batista and John Cena in the ring the majority of the time because, you know, one quick kick to the head or anything really rough to Bret Hart and he's pretty much screwed again.
Yeah, that's got to be the biggest scare of the lifetime for WWE to have this. And it's not a slight on Bret Hart, listeners. It's a medical fact. First off, the guy got super kicked into retirement by Bill Goldberg, and then many people say because of that concussion, he ended up suffering the stroke that he did. So, I mean, he's taking his life, no pun intended, in his hands, getting in the ring, even for the spots he was doing on Raw with Batista even. And I'm sure Batista was pulling the shots on him to not damage Bret Hart. I mean, the guy is almost 50 years old, and if he was in great physical shape, then we wouldn't be having this conversation. We'd be going, cool, Bret Hart versus Vince McMahon. This is probably going to steal the show. Now I'm sitting there going, this is just downright scary. I mean...
Yeah, and I think Aaron brought it up 2 weeks ago when Batista, you know, he did the whole pull the shirt over the head thing. So I think that was taking much of the... You know, the blunt of the blows. But think about this. I just thought about this while we were talking. WWE with the whole Owen Hart thing, Owen Hart dying there. And think about if Bret Hart, you know, they did some horrible thing. Bret Hart suffers something again. This would be a horrible tragedy for the WWE and in the Hart family, don't you think?
Yeah, but it would also make great for DVD sales when they release the Hart Dynasty DVD in April.
Yeah, 888-357-9876. You're always thinking about the business side, like McMahon said on Monday Night Raw. 888-357-9876, option 2. 888-357-9876, option 2. Radio at online, worldofwrestling.com. Hey, man, I'm in the WTR chat room for everyone who wants to be interactive on OWW Radio. WTR, wildtalkradio.com. We're talking Elimination Chamber this hour. Also, the ECW. Coming up in the second hour of this program, NXT debuts on Sci-Fi for the WWE. Now, what we're planning on doing is something like a listener party. We'll be watching and talking NXT. As it goes on the air, we will be talking about it right here on OWW Radio. So you're welcome to call in at the telephone number 888-357-9876 and talk with us about it as it is going on live. ECW, we're talking about that in the coming segments here on the show. As it goes off the air tonight, or last week it went off the air, never to be shown again. We'll talk about it, the death, the birth, some of the fond memories that we have of ECW. And hopefully maybe Sandman will give us a call here or RVD or someone that we've been in contact with this past week here on OWW Radio. All right, your phone calls, 888-357-9876 on Elimination Chamber. We talked about Batista getting that championship over John Cena in the Elimination Chamber and what this means for Monday Night Raw. I think it was a good move. It was unexpected. The whole night was unexpected. Of course, they added that match. A lot of people didn't like that either, Alan. And I don't understand
that format that. Was really weird to all of a sudden be, because on paper, I remember I said to Tim before the pay-per-view started, we were talking through the Skype site, and I said, in my imagination, are there only four matches booked for the show? And I said, okay, that means both chambers are going to go an hour, and there's no way Drew McIntyre and Kane is going to go that long, and then the girls thing, and next thing you know, they're like, oh, we're having a U.S. title match. Really? Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. And the girls match isn't even going to happen? Okay. Yeah. It felt like, I don't know if it was set up that way to be fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants booking, or, I mean, you're watching it too, man. What did you think? Were you sitting there going like, crap, this is weird?
I like The Miz, so I enjoyed it very much. And plus, it was unexpected. Anything unexpected is has to be good, right?
That's usually the way it goes. That's the key in the wrestling business is if you didn't see it coming, then it's like, oh, wow, we swerved them. Awesome. And it's
exactly,
like you try
especially
to swerve
with all the especially with all the internet things that is going around, the guys on the internet spreading rumors and the storylines, it's welcome.
Yeah, but we're also those kind of people that are doing that on our board.
Yeah,
and,
well, I try not to, man. I don't know about you. I try not to spoil.
I don't know. Well, according to one of the people that posted something from a website we won't mention, they had a thing set up that a rumor got started that Batista winning the belt was going to set up a tag match like we had talked about between Brett and Cena and Batista and McMahon, and that they were going to do the David Arquette type thing where whoever got the pin got the belt, and they were going to give Bret Hart the belt, and I was like, oh my God, tell me this isn't true, but
yeah.
Who knows now?
Yeah. Mm. Well, I like it. I like the Batista spin on it. And speaking of spin, that the guy who screamed out Batista when Vince McMahon walked out, did you hear that, man?
I was just like, what the heck is going on, man?
The guy screamed at Batista before the music even hit. Batista! they didn't keep that quiet, did they?
That was just one of those. You're sitting there and you're going, wait a minute. Nobody's got a money in the bank. Who's cashing? What the heck?
Yeah. You know what I didn't like about the paper?
Go ahead. Tell me what you didn't like besides everything.
No, I enjoyed it, man. I didn't like the when William Regal in the Edge segment. Well, I'm glad Edge came out and stopped it.
Yeah,
it just ruined the whole flow.
Yeah, that was really weird. I was kind of just trying to figure out what the heck is Regal doing out here.
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe that was their way of trying to break up the pay per view. But if you're gonna do, why do that? I just didn't understand it. And maybe it could be just they. Like I said, it was the fly by your seat of your pants booking situation, and it just didn't work. I was like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, it ruined the flow for me. I didn't turn it off, but it definitely ruined the flow for me. I was like, why would they put this in here? First of all, why do you have to promote NXT to WWE fans? They're already going to be there. They're already going to know about it. So why promote? It's just like on a radio station. You don't promote. I never understood this. Why make promos on your radio station? Why don't you put that money into advertising outside of your radio station? Because the listeners on your radio station already knows what's coming on talk radio, I'm talking about. Now, obviously not music, but on talk stations. Why advertise on your own station about shows that is on your station? It doesn't make any sense. So here's the WWE advertising NXT to WWE fans, like they don't know already what's going to happen or what's coming on Tuesday. It's dumb.
Exactly. Yeah, that's really weird. I kept reminding myself of that, going, you know, that just in case you didn't know it, we have this thing Tuesday night that we've been pushing down your throat on all the other TV shows that we've been doing. They've been pushing it on Raw. They pushed it on SmackDown. I don't know if they pushed it on Superstars, but it was just, and then I'm very surprised Sci-Fi has been during the week was really pushing it, as my wife watches Ghost Hunters International and a couple other things that are on that network. And one of her friends remarked, hey, you know, I don't watch wrestling, but there's this NXT thing on. Does Alan know about this? She's like, oh, yeah, he sees it everywhere. It's like, enough already.
Well, I think ECW was the highest rated show on Sci-Fi anyway, so you know they're going to promote the heck out of any WWE program.
Yeah, that was just really weird. And that'll forecast into later on when we talk about ECW, the exact opposite way that a certain network that had ECW on it did things.
Drew McIntyre, his opening video, it has to be one of the best right now in the WWE. That whole, the music, the slow walk, in my opinion, he's main event. He's already in main event category.
He's got a good look.
Yeah, definitely. Him and Kane, two main eventers going after this IC belt. When's the last time you seen that, man?
Yeah, that was really weird. I was not surprised that they gave that match as much time as they did, because that it's the secondary title. If it still sticks to,
I don't know if it's
the
secondary title anymore. I don't think that.
Well, the IC Championship used to be, it was the test bunny or test balloon, so to speak, to see if you were ready for the world title. Bret Hart did it. Shawn Michaels did it. Mm-hmm. They did it with Jericho and Edge. Everybody that's been a world champion has, at least one point or another, had a single or double or triple intercontinental championship run. I mean, I don't know how Drew McIntyre is going to do it, but who knows? I mean, the guy took out the Big Red Machine, which not that many people can say they did
in their career. Yeah, of course, the Divas match rounds things out over there at the Elimination Chamber for the WWE this past Sunday. I don't know.
Excuse me. It's amazing to look at Vicky Guerrero, and this isn't a slight on Vicky Guerrero, because you look at her going back to when they released the Eddie Guerrero DVD, the first one they did where they did the one-hour special on UPN, and you look at her and go, wow, and then it's just amazing to see how different she now looks. But in the same breath, you just look at her and go, wow, she is a heat magnet. As soon as she hit that ramp, it was just, as soon as she says, excuse me, they were booing, and then
well,
she did it again.
That's a good thing, too, isn't it, though? It's a good thing.
Oh, wow, that was, like, some amazing heat. For someone that's not business-trained, except for being the widow of one of the best heels in a while when he was in doing the Latino heat thing, it was just, wow. But it was just really weird. It's going back to the William Regal thing, it was kind of weird to see Ed show up out of nowhere, but you're like, wait a minute, you're Vicky Guerrero's ex. Why didn't Vicky do something? Oh, wait a minute. Ah, it's like, forget the storylines just are going totally out the window. As Nick's been mentioning, and we say it all the time, our number, 888-357-9876. You got to hit option 2 to get on the air with us to talk WWE, NXT, the former ECW, which we will get into, as much as I'm not happy about it, but I got to do what I'm asked to do by the producers.
Excuse me, as Vicky Guerrero would say. We'll take a break, come back with more, especially with the birth of ECW, stars of ECW. We'll get into it as this night comes to a close for ECW. NXT, second hour. Quick break, come back on OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
All right, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site, clickwrestle.com. Whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, clickwrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Cannon, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. ClickWrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 to purchase. $2.95. Can't go wrong with $2.95. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, the whole fucking show, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me on the Wild Talk Radio Network, boo.
Hey, this is the Spud Guy, the real voice of Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Listen every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern as we get an in-depth with the world of wrestling. And as always, you can find me there, the real voice of Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We are back here live, 888-577-76, option 2. You can email us at radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. As that music said, yeah, for the next little while before NXT, we're going to do the eulogy of ECW version 1 and ECWWE version 2.
Got to get extreme.
Do we really have to, Aaron? Yes, Aaron Kendrick is also here with Nick Anthony and Alan Logic, and it was really weird to be in a production meeting on Sunday talking about this show, and they're going, yes, so we're going to talk ECW, and I immediately turned to my friend Mike and said, oh, this is not going to be a fun night. It was why?
What exactly are your problems with ECW, man? I know everyone has problems with the later part of ECW, the WWE ECW. What exactly is your problem with the original?
I just never, it's funny to say, I'm a Northeast guy. But when I left New York in 1996 and came here to Florida, ECW was available if you wanted to watch it on Sunshine Network, and I just never got into the product. And next thing I know, I'm doing what I'm doing interview-wise, and I interviewed Steve Corino and met Danny Doring, who was part of the Taz Dojo, I believe it was called, with Angry Amish Warrior Roadkill, and then I interviewed Shane Douglas, and through them, it was like, okay, maybe I really need to check this product out, but I'm not a fan of barbed wire baseball bat on fire on a pole that's also on fire, and the object is to get up the pole, get the barbed wire baseball bat, now beat your opponent with it while
you're... Yeah, but there were other things there, Alan. There were other things there, man.
Nick, I got this one, all right?
All right.
Mr. Allen, have you ever seen any of the 2 out of 3 falls matches with Eddie Guerrero and Dean Malenko or any of the matches
subsequently
with
taken away?
Do what?
Yeah, see them, but they were there for a cup of coffee because Uncle Eric in WCW said, hey, you want to make more money? You want to get more national and international exposure? Come where the real wrestling is. That was their other problem.
But Alan,
what about the introduction to North America of the Luchadors?
Who were also stolen by WCW. That was a problem. ECW is kind of on the level that TNA is right now. Unless you're selling out a building with 10 or 15,000 people, you're not competition to WWE or then WCW. And when you can't fill those seats and draw those kind of buildings, you're not going to have the money around to keep everybody. And I'm not bad-mouthing the talent. I have nothing against any of the talent that wrestled for ECW version 1, but you can't slight them. Everybody chanted the whole "you sold out" when Mick Foley left and when Raven left and all these people left. And it's like, you got to look at it from their point of view. I'm married. I got a mortgage. What do you want me to do? Stay here and make $75 a show?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to bring up. That the Philadelphia fans themselves aren't the brightest. So you can't put the promotion down.
Yeah, I'm not putting them down. I can't put the promotion down. I never will. But you got to go into just it's a situation where it came the way it even came to birth. How Paul Heyman and Shane Douglas and Todd Gordon screwed the old NWA. It was like everybody wants to talk about the greatest screw job in wrestling. Talk about that one. You talk about how they screwed Dennis Carluzzo and to set up the company in its first place. It's like, wow, there's controversy everywhere you turn in that company.
Yeah, a lot of controversy for ECW, but that was part of their game. That's part of the game plan that Heyman set up. Gordon, all those guys. That's part of what they wanted to bring back to wrestling. Things were just badly changing. That early 90s, things were just going downhill, and they wanted something different. We'll talk about it. Go ahead, Tim.
We have stood up to change the face of professional wrestling. So tonight, let the new era begin. The era of the sport of professional wrestling. The era of the ECW.
February 5th, 1994, Eastern Championship Wrestling began a new era. Wrestling returned to this country.
And then you marry one.
Terry Funk is tying her up to the ankles. Oh my, they just hung Flyboy Rocco up from the angles. You won't see this anywhere else.
We have met the most animalistic wrestler in the history of this sport. We have met Shampoo.
Dreamer!
Get down on your knees and kiss.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Tommy, what are you thinking?
The shots are getting harder and harder.
Tommy Dreamer belongs in ECW. Oh, my God. Talk about hardcore. I've got nothing left to say. Look out, Flaming Brandy Iron. He just hit Cactus with it. He's trying to burn Cactus. He's doing it. He's Brandy Cactus.
A new set of Jack Briscoe and Rick Steamboat, and they can all kiss my ass.
Wait a minute! He can see! He can see! The Sandman was never blinded! He's a fraud! He's a phony! Public Enemy inviting their fans in the ring for a victory house party!
OWW Radio.
All right, Online World of Wrestling is proud to present its official forum, OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forums. OWW Genesis hosts over 50 active forums, which include news, results, the WWE section, TNA, ROH, independent and international discussion, women's wrestling, 8 video forums, OWW forum games, MMA, wrestling video games, and wrestling interests. You want more? Okay, Genesis also has forums dedicated to wrestling promotions of the past, ECW, WCW, and the golden age of professional wrestling. More? Okay, Genesis has more to offer its community with a variety of special features such as OWW Undisputed, Debate League, Bloodfest, All Time Pose, What If, Pharaoh or foul, even a EFID called takedown. More? Okay. OWW Genesis is also proud to be the official community forum for chick fights and OWW Radio. More? Okay. You'll find me there, Nick Anthony, and all the producers and many others right there at online World of Wrestling's official forum, OWW Genesis. It's the gold standard of wrestling forum. It's the gold standard! Okay, that one hurt it. That one hurt it.
I'm Al Snow, former WWE superstar, tough enough trainer, and just all-around gadabout. When I want to talk or I want to listen to someone else talk, I go to wildtalkradio.com.
The evolution continues. Sunday nights when Wrestle Talk Radio hits the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Covering the latest in pro wrestling from all the news you need to know. Comprehensive pay-per-view coverage and some great debate.
And this week we've got Mr. Perfect scoring off against Rick Rude.
Plus, you will never know who will drop in for a conversation.
This is Extreme Championship Wrestling's referee, Jim Molina.
I'm former WWE superstar, ECW superstar, Al Snow.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam.
Interact live with the show anytime at 1-888-357-9876 and give us your take on the world of pro wrestling. Join Wrestle Talk Radio Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network at wildtalkradio.com.
Take your phone calls and emails, 888-357-9876, option 2, 888-357-9876, option 2, radio and online, worldofwrestling.com. Follow us on our Twitter page. Download the show on iTunes, OWW Radio on iTunes, man, subscribe. You know, Larry Zbysko was on the program last year, and he was talking about ECW, Alan. He said there was nowhere for them to go. They had already reached their peak long time ago, you know, after jumping off of, ladders and going through flaming tables and barbed wire, you know, to the back and bats and glass and all this other thing. There's nowhere else for them to go. They were destined to fail.
Yeah, I got to agree with him on that point because, I mean, Eric Bischoff says it on the Rise and Fall of ECW DVD, and other people have brought it up in interviews that people have done, including me, including you guys. It was a niche product where you're so desensitizing the audience to it that after, I mean, take New Jack, for example. The guy would jump 30, 40 feet off a balcony, lay somebody out on the table, and the guy, somebody kicks out of a pin. You're like, you gotta be kidding me. Yeah. It's almost like watching an ROH spot fest. You hit a 450 splash with a chair or something, and the guy kicks out. Well, I mean, what are you gonna have to do next? Go out into your car, run the guy over, and then back up and run him over, and back up and run him over? You desensitize the audience to it. You've got to build to the violence. Like, it's almost like an old school Memphis feud.
I'm surprised we didn't even see that. I'm surprised we didn't see someone getting run over on ECW.
I'm sure they may have tried to do it, and Paul Heyman, as he liked to say, my dad was a lawyer, and that's the only reason I ever kept this promotion going, man. And who knows, it could have happened along the way. And it was so many storylines going on in there. And I never watched the product until the Rise and Fall of ECW DVD came along, and to realize there were actually some really good storyline feuds that were going on, and it looks like we have a caller, a low caller. Welcome to OWW Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Horseman for Life, and I'm in Ohio.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for joining us tonight.
I'm doing good.
What's on your mind?
I'm having a really good time listening to everything you're saying. I mean, you were spot on. The only thing ECW could have done to hang around was to have people start dying. If they'd have built it to that point, they'd have hung on longer. But once you do so much, there's nowhere to go. I mean, it didn't base all their stuff around the storylines. It was based around the violence. And once the violence gets so far, it's all the further you can go, and then your one-trick pony's done.
Do you attribute ECW? Well, they didn't have much success in the later years, but in that early ECW years, do you attribute their success to people wanting to see violence, much like a car chase or a car accident on the freeway on the interstate there?
I think earlier ECW was pretty good. I mean, it didn't start out being all about, you know, trying to kill a guy. Shane Douglas throwing the belt down. Guy dove over the top and about broke the jobber's back. I mean, it was a stiff move, but it wasn't something trying to kill him. Or was it? I don't think it was 911. It was Mike Awesome. You know, Tommy Dreamer taking the beatings. It built up to that. That was interesting, and that got the fans really into it.
Right,
but
Alan brought up earlier that a lot of ECW was just barbed wire and all the, you know, the weapons and things like that, and then Aaron countered him by bringing up Eddie Guerrero, Dean Malenko, and things like that. Don't you agree there was some good wrestling in the promotion as well as the violence that we saw?
Yeah, they at the time they had some of the best in-ring matches. But here's an analogy for that for you. If you have a trash can with two perfectly wrapped sandwiches in the middle of it, are you going to dig through all the crap to find it?
Exactly. That was the thing that they ran into. It all depended. I never attended an ECW show. I don't know if anybody else on the line did or if anybody that's listening did. If you ever attended an ECW show, call us at 888-357-9876, option 2, and shut me up.
I never attended an ECW show.
Okay, tell me, what was an ECW house show like?
Well, I went for one reason only. That was because Bubba and Devon gave me front row seats. Tickets.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
You didn't have to pay for it.
Good. Yeah, I didn't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
A house show was better than on TV because you were part of that violence. In general, house shows are always better than TV, especially in a smaller setting like ECW was. However, you could go to an ECW house show, walk away at any time you wanted, and when you came back, you hadn't missed anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same fight going on as it was when you walked away. You didn't miss the build of the story or anything like that.
Yeah, that's what I learned. I'm from someone who, for the early part of my wrestling writing career, was based out of Nashville, Tennessee, and I learned from Tony Falk and some of the people that worked the old Memphis circuit. They always said, here's how you build. I said, how do you guys book a show? And they said, this is how I book, Alan. My first two or three matches are competitive, but not really that memorable. By the fourth match, I've got probably one of my main event matches in. Then I take an intermission. And then 5 through 8, if I'm doing an 8-match show, then you know, into my main event slots. Who knows how an ECW show is done, especially... I mean, the way it's been told, like you just said, and there's the fan cam stuff you can buy from RF Video, if WWE actually allows it to be sold anymore, I'm not sure, but... And I go back to listening to what Jerry Lawler used to say about the product. Jerry Lawler, on the DVD, called it extremely crappy wrestling. Now, and if it wasn't the barbed wire baseball bat stuff. I understand what Aaron is saying, that there are competitive matches and there were some forms of storylines. Raven and Tommy Dreamer was, I think, a 7-year storyline from what I saw on that DVD and Jeremy Borash's DVD, Forever Hardcore, that there was that storyline going. And then you also had Raven and Sandman for years too. So, I mean, there was some creativity there, but you look back, all they're going to remember is the brawl.
I've got another thing here. Horseman just brought up Mike Awesome and JT Smith and the big dive over the top. It started,
a little louder.
Oh my God. I mean, like, if you go back, look at the athleticism. And I mean, not just Mike Awesome, and his, like, he was a 300-pounder, and he was able to fly around like a cruiserweight. Look at Bam Bam Bigelow and how he could fly around like a cruiserweight. Look at Taz and how he could suplex someone like Bam Bam Bigelow. And he innovated all these suplexes. And I mean, there was just Rob Van Dam. There was just a lot of athleticism there. And it's not just all extremely crappy wrestling. There was some really good wrestling.
No, it wasn't all extremely crappy wrestling. In fact, most of the time it wasn't extremely crappy wrestling. It was extremely crappy spot fest after spot fest. No matter how great Rob Van Dam is at executing a move, you said you can't dive across the ring and kick someone in the face with a table and have him kick out. I mean, you can't do that. That loses all believability and all credibility. You're no longer watching a wrestling match. You're watching gymnastics.
Exactly. That was a piece of his when he first got to WWE, was he was too choreographed. And it's like, then again, dude, you're watching all these WWE main event players. You're seeing exactly the same thing. You knew Bret Hart was going to hit the backbreaker and go up and hit the second rope elbow, and that was the setup to the sharpshooter. And so I want to say thank you for calling in and giving us some input there, because I don't think any of us had ever been to an ECW house show. And thanks for listening to OWW Radio, man.
No problem.
Hey, you brought it up, Alan, that it's a niche program. It's a niche promotion for that niche audience. So how can you not like it knowing what it is? You know you're going to get that violence, so if it's not your cup of tea, wouldn't you just step out and say, you know what, it's not my cup of tea. I'm not going to say I don't like it. It's just not my cup of tea. It's for, you know, those other guys.
Yeah, that's the thing with, like, look at TNA. Everybody tries to be the alternative to someone else. And for the longest while, ECW just said, you know what, screw it. We're not going to be the alternative to everybody else. But there was also the problem. You also had Paul Heyman, who came, for those that weren't born in the 1990s that watched WCW at the time, Paul Heyman was Paul E. Dangerously, a Memphis manager who ended up in WCW, and he had this absolute hatred. I mean, like, fire, venom, breathing of WCW, that if you came from there, you watched their programming, you were like Satan incarnated. It's like, holy crap. I mean,
and you know what, it was another outlet for wrestlers to go to, you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin, you know, all these guys who were at WCW or WWE, and they had somewhere else to go. That's why I liked the program. It was an alternative.
But that was also the problem. A lot of those guys, you just mentioned a bunch of them there. Let's talk. Stone Cold Steve Austin came to ECW, immediately, whoop, went right to WWE.
He was able to hone into his skills and really work his persona, his personality out there at ECW. If we didn't have ECW for Stone Cold Steve Austin, we may have not even had Stone Cold. You never know.
I don't know. That's a tough one to say, because like Heyman, to refer to the WWE's version of the ECW history again, Heyman was the one who made the first phone call and said, "Hey, Austin, what are you doing? Sitting on my couch. Want to talk about what's going on? Yeah, sure. Come to my TV." And it's one of those, yeah, I mean, we could berate and eulogize this promotion all we want, but we got to talk about what happened after they departed and ran out of money. Next thing you know, 2005 rolls around, and we'll get into it in our next segment here on OWW Radio, is WWE decided, hey, we need a third TV show. Let's bring back ECW. Yeah. Want to talk about it? It's not hard to find us, man. 888-357-9876. It's option two, or you can email us, radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com. My AIM name is Alan Wojcik. You can find Nick Prawley on his Yahoo account if you want to message in instead of calling in. OWD Radio is live on the air. We'll be back after this break.
OWD Radio.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene. All this and more can be found on one site. The Hero Says, and everything wrestling. Head on over to www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. News, gives and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a mouse click away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Nick
Foley.
Plus, the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestling talents today, and the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today. Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site of the pro juice, Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
This is Lacey Von Erich. You're listening to The Network, Ken Steinbilt, Wild Talk Radio.
Hey guys, Maverick here.
Professional, realist,
genius. You know, I've been hearing what those pricks on WTR have said about me, and you know what? I think it's out of jealousy that I've ran a clean show for as long as I have.
I'm basically giving them free publicity off of the internet, and all I get is...
Buck math. Oh well, the hell with it. If you want an opinion that's realistic without so many four-letter words, then tune in to Running the Ropes. Every Friday, right here, exclusively on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You see that? That's called professionalism, bitches.
Your words are dangerous, your talk is cheap. So now I'm standing here, now I'm standing here. You tell yourself you know what to do when you realize that I am coming for you. Then you'll change your mind and run like a child when you see me standing here. Now I'm standing here.
That music is the music from WWE's version of ECW, which, as we all found out last week, no longer exists, replaced by, well, we're not really sure. We'll find out in 10 minutes what exactly NXT is going to be. I mean, it's been tubbed as a reality show. It's been tubbed as Tough Enough meets The Ultimate Fighter. It's been, I don't know, Nick, have you heard anything?
You
guys heard anything?
I'm kind of leaning toward the whole UFC, kind of feel to it. I don't know what they're doing, because they need to try to rival UFC. I think that's their biggest competition. It's not TNA. I think UFC is their biggest competition. So I think maybe it's got that type of feel to it.
For those that don't remember it, I believe, and please correct me if I'm wrong, the second incarnation of ECW came out of the birth of the One Night Stand pay-per-view.
It was the second One Night Stand.
Oh, it was the second One Night Stand. It was the One Night Stand that they had. Rob Van Dam cashed in his Money in the Bank shot at Cena, and you had the sign, Cena wins, we riot.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
they had no choice but to let RVD win.
Oh, of course. I mean, that Hammerstein Ballroom just looked phenomenal. And I only saw stuff from that because a friend of mine lent me a, I think it was the Bloodbath DVD that ECW put out in connection with something, and I saw the match from one of those 2 years where Joey Styles just absolutely annihilates Mike Awesome, may he rest in peace, wrestling Masato Tanaka, and I'm looking at this build and go, God, how is nobody running there? And the next thing you know, of course, Ring of Honor took the building and everything. But, I mean, that's how ECW, WWE, whatever it was called, came to be. And true story, I'm decently friends with the former ECW World Champion, the King of Old School, Steve Corino. And Corino, believe it or not, is a WWE stockholder. And he got a newsletter that had said in the newsletter before they announced it, saying, we're going to be setting up a third brand called ECW, and this was what it was going to be. And I don't know what much was known about that original show, but the original show on Sci-Fi was written by Paul Heyman and written by Tommy Dreamer. They turned in their script to Vince McMahon. Vince's people looked at it and said, are you serious? And then four writers later, you got what you ended up watching for the next 4 or 5 years. And a lot of people, me included, watched the first couple shows and tuned out until the funeral last week.
Yeah, and shortly after Heyman and the Sandman writing the scripts for the program, countless of the original ECW wrestlers began to walk out of the program. They were done. They gave up because it wasn't, the Hammerstein Ballroom ECW. It wasn't the original ECW. They didn't have the, the blood and the gore, all the things that they were used to, all the things the fans were used to for ECW. So they began to split.
You know, like, if I can say something about whenever the ECW first came back, I was actually a really big fan of it. Because whenever they first came back, I mean, they had everybody from Roadkill, as Alan mentioned, to Sandman, to Sabu, to RVD. And shortly after they reincarnated it, I got to go to my first and only wrestling show. And it was actually an ECW live event in the exact town that ECW went out of business in 2001, Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And it was a house show, too, just to add to all the fun. And at this show, I mean, it got crazy. I mean, you know, we had Big Stevie Cool was there, and we had BWO chants going on, and Tommy Dreamer used a guy's prosthetic leg in a match. I mean, it had everything. And I was proud to say that night that I was a WWE fan.
Well, speaking of fans, it looks like we have a caller on the line, I believe. Is this Randy on the line? Welcome to OWW Radio.
I'm here at this whole ECW talk and all. And then you brought up about the whole Mike Awesome thing, why Joey Styles was running them down at that One Night Stand pay-per-view. I just wanted to say the reason why. Because what had happened... Because Mike Awesome was the ECW champ after Taz left, and he was built as this monster champ. And then he leaves for WCW while he was still ECW champ. That was when he beat up on, it was when he surprised Kevin Nash and beat him up, but he didn't show up with the title because they would have sued him. So then they had Taz beat him later. Then there was the whole weird situation with, it was an ECW event with a WCW wrestler facing a WWF wrestler for the ECW title. So that's why he had
And looking back at it, I'm sure Mike Awesome was sitting there going, damn, I should have stayed in ECW because they turned me into this wimpy, fat-killing 70s, whatever the heck he got turned into, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that
seems to be the thing.
You went from ECW. Yeah, thanks for calling up. I mean, you went from ECW to another promotion, and it depended which one you went to. You went to WWE, you kept your badass attitude. Look at Taz, look at the Dudleys, who are now Team 3D, who are still destroying people. But then you went to WCW, depending on who was booking at that time, and you came in like Bam Bam Bigelow did and became a killer, and then you got put with DDP and Chris Canyon, or you got turned into a mad, fat chick killing 70s disco. I'm sure some of them were sitting there going, damn, I should have stayed.
Yeah. But listen, we're like, what are we, 2 minutes, 3 minutes away from NXT, the new program for the WWE. So we'll say farewell to ECW here on OWW Radio and get ready for NXT, the new evolution of WWE, I guess, our WWE programming here on OWW Radio. We'll take a quick break, come back with more here on OWW Radio.
How many teeth I lose, no matter how many ears I lose, no matter how many brain cells have to die.
I'm going to be the superstar that I always knew that I could be, because there's no one in ECW that can stop me.
Every wrestler who wanted to be hardcore more than they wanted to be a superstar. On behalf of everyone who lived the dream, fought the fight, and never gave up hope, the tribe of extreme has risen again!
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the chairman of World Wrestling Entertainment, Mr. McMahon.
Here we go, Josh.
There is the chairman of the board, Mr. McMahon. It's now time to find out what the future holds for ECW.
I'd like to proudly announce that in 3 weeks' time, ECW will be going off the air. I'd like to thank all of the technicians, cameramen, directors, producers, everyone, certainly the superstars who made ECW the success that it truly was. I would also like to thank in advance everyone, especially all of you, who will be responsible for the success of bringing a new, innovative, never-before-seen program broadcast at the very same time here on Sci-Fi. This will be the next evolution of the WWE. This will be the next evolution of television history. Thank you very much.
This is it, the final episode ever of ECW's Championship Magic. But everyone,
what the WWE Universe, Hollywood, Variety.com is talking about next week, the premiere episode of NXT.
OWW Radio.
I am the unified tag team and United States champion, The Miz. And I am one of eight NXT pros. And my NXT rookie is Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan is an internet darling. He has traveled the world. Became a star on the minor leagues, on the independents. People say, internet bloggers say that you're great, that you're a star, that you're ready for the WWE. You think you're ready? Yes, I do. But one thing you have to learn about the WWE is you have to expect anything. So right now, I want you to go to the ring. I want you to introduce yourself. Tell everybody exactly who you are. I want you to show personality. I want you to show charisma. I want you to give these people a reason to watch you every Tuesday night.
I can do that.
You can even go out to my music.
That's a little bit tougher.
I don't think so.
Oh,
have a good catchphrase. Good luck.
All right, welcome back to OWW Radio. Nick Anthony and Alan Wojak here on OWW Radio, 888-357-9876. You just heard Brian Daniel, or Daniel Bryan. What is he called? What is his name?
He's called Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan.
It's going to take a while to get used to.
I don't understand that. Why didn't
he
just
be called Dragon America?
Yeah, no one's
it's
doing
all
it.
Keeping his name so that way WWE doesn't own his name like a lot of people do. I mean, he's actually this is different than I thought it was going to be. They're actually going to have him wrestle. I doubt he's going to wrestle The Miz.
That was one
rumor I heard somewhere on one of the news sites. I think it was in the OWW Genesis forum area that. Yeah. They were going to lead possibly to, of all things, Bryan taking on The Miz for the U.S. title at, of all places, WrestleMania. I was like,
I can't believe that they're going to do anything like that. I hear that, they got commentators for this. Michael Cole and Josh are on there. That's pretty cool, huh?
Which kind of sucks because I'm friends with Byron Saxton, who I've met here when he wrestled in Florida. And I kept joking with one of my friends that knew him. We were at a wrestling show this past Friday. And I said, man, they're going to screw him out of his gig. They go, nah, he's going to be on. He's going to be on. Obviously not. So,
yeah. Well, maybe he's doing what Stryker is going to do right now. He's a backstage type of guy. I don't know.
Who knows?
I'm shocked they made reference to Danielson or Bryan as an independent wrestler and as one of the best.
Let's hear what Bryan Danielson has to say here. Hold on.
WWE Pro with The Miz. Hey. To all my fans throughout the world, I'd just like to say two words. I'm sorry. Seriously, I wish my pro was William Regal, but...
You know, he doesn't even look like Bryan Danielson from ROH, does he?
He has hair, that's why, because for the majority of his time there, he either had no hair, he had a fuzzy-looking beard,
yeah, he had like
or
a
something.
Spiky thing, yeah.
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 All over the world for the last 10 years, and finally, I have an opportunity here in the WWE. Now, NXT, this is the next evolution in the WWE.
That's not Bryan Danielson. That's not Bryan Danielson.
So it's a stunt double?
Gotta be. It doesn't even look like him.
Oh, great. Here comes the windbag himself.
Yeah. How can The Miz mentor Bryan Danielson? You guys heard that story?
Yeah, that one is really weird. I mean, Miz even put it over in a recent, his blog on WWE.com that there was controversy about him mentoring The Miz, that he was mentoring him. It's like, how is this guy who came from reality TV? We mentioned it last week. We were talking about other stuff. I was talking about it with somebody the other day. I thought this was possibly going to be a Tough Enough type show, so I found season one of Tough Enough that I had on DVD, and I remarked to someone, I said, yeah, he came from, this is right up Mazanin's alley, because he came from reality. He was on The Real World on MTV. I mean, can we go back to the audio and hear what the heck they're arguing about here?
All right, here we go. There's going to be a lot of talk in this show. I can see it already.
TV show, get a faux hawk, and then come out here and act like an idiot. That's how I... Oh, wait, no. Sorry, that's already been done, and it's been done by you.
I'll tell you, hell yeah. You know, maybe, I did go for a reality show. That is just fine. That is fine and dandy. But let's see something. Try a catchphrase for me. How about something like, I'm the Miz, and I'm awesome!
I have
to. You hear that? You hear the thousands of people, they know exactly who I am. Let me see if I can rack my brain for something as cool as I'm awesome. Let me see. If you and I were to ever step in this ring and fight, you would have two options. You either tap or you snap.
Ooh, wow, they're really coming somewhere with this.
That was a good one, Brian.
Wow, that's really good. Well, he's funny because most people don't know he's a student of Shawn Michaels Training Academy out of Texas, and him and Spanky actually were in the developmental system long before he even became American Dragon on the Indies.
Yeah, but you know the WWE fans don't know. No, they don't know the history of this guy. Are you kidding, man?
Of course not.
And he just made reference to another one of his trainers, William Regal.
That's right.
Regal as well.
There too.
You failed.
Oh, wow. Man, I can't get over the way he looks. That can't be Brian Daniels.
It's probably the way that he was filmed when he was on ROH, that he was made to look a lot taller than he possibly was. Because they went to that opening shot, I'm going, well, tall guy. Wait a minute, who's that short guy? Oh, wait a minute, that's Brian Danielson. And I feel bad, and it's not a slight on American Dragon fans. I mean, he's got him. He was wrestling all over the place. And if you're an American Dragon fan, 888-357-9876, hit option 2. What are you thinking here? The guy walked away from stuff that he was doing on the Indies, where he was working for Ring of Honor. He was going to work for Dragon's Gate USA, run by Gabe Sapolsky. He may have been. I think they were going to build the Evolve promotion that Gabe Sapolsky and Sal Iommi were running, and they put Davey Richards in, and we obviously all know what happened with Davey Richards, but definitely call in and join us here. We're having a blast watching this, like, Mystery Science Theater 3000 style.
Yeah, you know, there's going to be a lot of talking in this. I can see it already. I'm thinking every rookie's going to come out, every pro is going to come out, they're going to talk forever about, you know, how they're not going to make it in the WWE and what you need and what you don't need to make it in the WWE. So it looks like they're going to go to a break, so we'll take a break right along with them. 888-357-9876, option 2. 888-357-9876, option 2, here on OWW Radio.
OWW Radio. All right, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site, clickwrestle.com. Whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, clickwrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Cannon, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. Clickwrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 to purchase. $2.95. Can't go wrong with $2.95. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com.
Espérate! Espérate! No todos! Escúchenme!
ladies and gentlemen, this is former WWE superstar and ECW general manager, Armando Alejandro Estrada.
Everybody, listen to me.
You're listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Tuesday nights, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Otaku Talk Live.
I got a 15 on the intelligence roll.
Okay, what are you doing with it?
Trying to find a slinky.
Okay, you found a slinky, but it's one of those cheap new plastic ones.
This one. Go to the top of the stairs.
I yell, watch out for paint cans.
Duck.
Okay, since he is smart enough to say duck, he dodges the duck that swings down from the top.
Duck and dodge paint cans, ducks, and any other flying object.
Okay, okay, you also ducked the free pussy that flew by, but that's okay. You're now at the top of the staircase, with a slinky in hand.
Put the slinky on the top stairs and tip it over.
I get our following to, well, not our, but Shiniko's following to members, and we all start going, go, 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 go!
All right, hang on a second. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, the slinky stops halfway down.
Oh!
God, I hate when that happens.
You know what? At this point, I'm going to roll for the steal and the win.
Wait, what?
LAB Rule, Chapter 7. Subsection 15.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, you're right. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, roll a d20.
I hope Bob Barker doesn't own this castle.
For more geekiness, tune in to Otaku Talk Live, Tuesdays, 11 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We've got something going on with former wrestler Matt Stryker and current wrestler... I'm guessing you're right, Nick. This is possibly going to be, I'm the pro and here's my rookie!
Yep, exactly.
Thing.
And they're just going to beat them around, verbal abuse them, and see where it goes from there. That's what I'm thinking it is. Here's Carlito coming to the ring now. What's he going to be doing? I haven't seen Carlito in a while. Because I don't even watch Raw. Oh, well, hold on. What's he talking about?
My knowledge, my skills, and my mentoring, he will become the next breakout WWE superstar. Ladies and gentlemen,
this black guy,
Michael Tarver.
I think that's Antonio Tarver's brother, cousin, something like that. The former boxer.
They call me Mr. 1.9 seconds because with a single strike, I can knock out any man in 1.9 seconds. My father was a professional fighter back when I was in high school. He was like Mike Tyson's sparring partner. And I trained with him. We ran 5 miles a day in the snow before school and even church. I try to use that as much as possible when I'm working. I say that it doesn't matter how big a person is, you take off the head, the body shouldn't fall, so I tend to get straight. Honestly, I've been through a lot, from sleeping in the car to wrestling for $20, but this will be my way to prove and be able to show what I'm capable of to the world, because I strongly feel that I have a lot of ability that the world needs to see. You know, as far as the other rookies, let's just hope they bring their A game, because they're going to have a hard time beating them. Sometimes I feel like I have an angel on my shoulder and I don't know the other, but when the timing is right, what is in front of me? It's just the atmosphere of prayer. I am Michael Tarpe, and this is my history. This year's been a rock star.
I couldn't see his eyes in any of that, man. I never trust a person who can't see his eyes.
He's got that Mark Henry type brow going there.
Yeah, and then he's got that hat. He's got that Chris Brown thing going, too, with the hat and that bandana around his neck like he's a cowboy or something. I don't know what's wrong with
him. So does that mean they're going to have a girl come out and get beat down by him?
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah, I went there. I'm sorry. I'm an equal opportunity offender. Hey, it's Heath Miller. I mean, Slater.
Yeah, Captain Charisma, too.
Yeah, and that was a running joke for a little while when he, for those who don't know, his original name in Florida Championship Wrestling was Handsome Heath Miller, and had hair kind of the length of an Edge, and we used to joke around about it, going like, okay, are they going to bring Heath Miller up to be part of Edge and Christian? I mean, let Handsome Heath talk here.
All right.
Just me, that's my attitude, you know, flopping a little bit. I wanted to be a WWE superstar, you know, ever since I popped out of my mother's womb.
What?
The day that I can think back to where I wasn't thinking or doing or watching or something like WWE. It's so important for me to become a WWE superstar just because it's the only thing I've ever wanted to do. So right now I'm just cool, calm, collecting. As soon as I have my, you know, my outfit on, the gear, you know, I'm looking at the curtain, my music's playing, and I'm feeling it. I'm doing my thing, shaking the air. You know, I feel the moment. I know I have some people back home and they say, oh, it's too big of a dream, it's too far, you know, you can't reach for that. Finally, I'm here. My mother's nation to finally prove it went wrong. Everyone's going to finally know who Heath Slater is.
And for fans that aren't aware of it, that is the FCW training facility that's here in Tampa, Florida, where they do weekly Thursday shows, and you can catch them online and on Bright House Networks. It's like, wow, they really...
Have you ever been to that training facility?
I went there a couple times when I was working for FCW, doing their show results and helping with their sound, and that place was in the process of being built, and they had the one ring that's behind Heath Slater, and then back in the dressing room area, they had three WWE rings, basically, like if you remember the old War Games, how they put the two rings together, they had three of them together in the back area, where the talent would go ahead and go work out. And it's like, it's interesting to see that aspect here. It looks like we're getting a tag match, so we actually are going to have wrestling on this NXT program. I'm like, I guess the Ultimate, I've never watched the Ultimate Fighter, so I don't know how that stuff is based. Did they actually have fighting on the Ultimate Fighter, or was it just talk?
No, they have actual fighting.
Out in the ring, is it just me, or does it have like kind of a independent scene type feeling? Because if you look, if you notice the camera angles are a lot different. They've got the boom or whatever, and it reminds me of Ring of Honor kind of.
Yeah, it almost looks like the old ECW from back in the day where you had the crow's nest shot. I mean, that could be a guy with a Steadicam. Ooh.
Not yeah, you know what? That is a different camera angle. That is a different camera angle, Aaron. You're right.
Yeah, it almost looks like you'd be getting a shot from a rampway somewhere.
Maybe they're going for the indie scene type feeling. I don't know.
I mean, for those that don't know it, the majority of these eight people are all under WWE contract already. They're coming from the FCW training camp here in Tampa, which used to be part of Ohio Valley and Deep South Wrestling. Some of these guys, like Heath Slater, I want to call him Heath Miller, I'm sorry, had been in their program for a couple years, and I don't know about other people how they feel about it. I mean, this may spark some interest on the line at 888-357-9876, option two. The biggest shock of a lot of people is, where's Caval, or Loki, as he's used to be known on the indies? Because everybody, when they first heard this NXT thing, they were like, oh, crap, they're going to bring up Danielson. They're going to bring up Loki. They're going to have all these people. And it's like, yeah, so where's that Caval guy?
Well, here's what I'm more interested in is where why Michael Cole is broadcasting, doing the play-by-play for the program. If he's supposed to be on Monday Night Raw as the flagship program, wouldn't you want to keep him exclusive to Monday Night Raw?
Yeah, I got to agree with you on that. This is really weird that he's over here. Oh, nice power slam.
Alex, nice. You just brought up Low Key as one of the top talents. I'm ready to see Mr. Perfect's son, Joe Henning.
Yeah, Joe Henning. He's been down here for a while. He was a tag champ for a while down here.
Oh, and Ted DiBiase has another son out there, doesn't
Brett
he?
Brett DiBiase.
Yeah, Brett. And I think there's a Mike DiBiase also. I think Brett's going to introduce Dad at the Hall of Fame ceremony this coming WrestleMania weekend.
One of them, I think, is bigger than actual Ted DiBiase Jr., isn't he? One of them's bigger than he is.
I don't know. I've never seen Brett wrestle. It's really weird. I know Mike. I think Mike works for the NWA in the Midwest. I think he's like a Mid-Atlantic or Mid-America champion, something along those lines. I mean, if you're watching this with us, definitely get on the line with us. 888-357-9876, option two. You can AIM me at ALANWOJCIK.
I'm on the WTR radio chat room. I'm in there right now in the media center. Click on Media Center from the homepage, and I'm right there, man. So. I thought Christian was going to be a free agent. I thought he was moving to Monday Night Raw. Is he staying with Tuesday nights? What's going on here?
I think he's on the Monday Night Show. I think him, Trent Beretta, Raylan Croft, who else went over there? I think Yoshitatsu.
Yeah.
Oh, Unprettier, or whatever. What do they call it here? They don't call it the Unprettier. Hey,
whatever
Captain
it is, it's a three count.
Captain Cupcake goes over. Awesome. Oh, it's called Switch. Thank you, Corey.
That was a cupcake kind of laugh, Nick.
I'm sorry. That was the running nickname I had for him when I was in TNA. I jokingly called him Captain Cupcake for a little while there. And it's no offense to him because he's a very nice person to sit and talk to. If you were ever fortunate enough, you'd be a fan and go to the Ale House afterward in Orlando, or if you can try to sneak to the hotel that they stayed at.
What? Won't it be kind of hard for Michael Cole to say vintage on this program with the new bodies in the promotion?
Hey, that's a good point. Oh, vintage talking. Can we do that?
Hey, look, vintage. Former NWA World Heavyweight Champion on TV. And is that the guy that's married to Jennifer Hudson or engaged to Jennifer Hudson?
Ooh, Truth?
No, the other, the guy with the glasses. Yeah.
888-357-9876, option 2, 888-357-9876. We'll take a break here with the program here on OWW Radio. More of NXT when we come back.
OWW Radio.
All right, Online World of Wrestling is proud to present its official forum, OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forums. OWW Genesis hosts over 50 active forums, which include news, results, the WWE section, TNA, ROH, independent and international discussion, women's wrestling, 8 video forums, OWW forum games, MMA, wrestling video games, and wrestling interests. You want more? Okay, Genesis also has forums dedicated to wrestling promotions of the past, ECW, WCW, and the golden age of professional wrestling. More? Okay, Genesis has more to offer its community with a variety of special features such as OWW Undisputed, Debate League, Bloodfest, All Time Polls, What If, Pharaoh or foul, even a EFID called takedown. More? Okay. OWW Genesis is also proud to be the official community forum for Chick Fights and OWW Radio. More? Okay. You'll find me there, Nick Anthony, and all the producers and many others right there at online World of Wrestling's official forum, OWW Genesis. It's the gold standard of wrestling forums. It's the gold standard! Okay, that one hurt it. That one hurt it.
Spaceman, oh spaceman, come rescue me from this calling. All aliens, come rescue me.
Hey everybody, this is Biff Naked. Hang loose. Hang 10, high five, go get 'em, fight the good fight. You're listening to WTR with Biff Naked.
Every single Wednesday night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, Fire on Ice, a brand new webcast based around the NHL's Calgary Flames. You set the topics and you lead the discussion.
Will it have the wrist gun shoot? What a stop by Kiprasov! Rebound! Oh! An even better save! They score! Dustin Boyd!
Jump into the play and you get to choose who winds up in the dumbass club. Fire on Ice, the weekly show about the hottest team playing the coolest game on earth.
Seven nine eight seven six is our number. Hit option two. And what the, it, did Buckwheat just come into the WWE? I'm sorry. If you're joining us, we are watching NXT just like you are at home. And according to my paperwork, this kid's name is Darren Young. Is that who this is? Nick?
Yeah, that's what I saw as well. But it's no different than. Orlando Jordan, he came in that way, didn't he? With his hair all over the place when he was with JBL?
Yeah, but he didn't just try to kiss CM Punk or Luke Gallows on the way in, man.
Oh, come on. What's the matter with you?
Yeah, I think this is Nick Anthony on steroids.
Hey, Aaron. All right, that's enough out of you. Let's see what Cole's saying here.
Nick Anthony plus about 250 pounds.
Whoa. Hey.
I'm David Otunga. I'm from Hollywood, California, and I'm going to win NXT. Being from Hollywood makes me a touch above everyone else. People know who I am. You know, David Otunga is a very busy man. I'm a beautiful fiance. Jennifer Hudson, she's busy too, and traveling all over the place. And I'm also going to Hollywood parties, the Grammy Awards, and in the pages of People magazine, you name it. Not to mention, I've been to the White House this year.
Could that be an upcoming guest host?
Why wouldn't they have put him with The Miz if he's got this Hollywood connection?
Exactly. See, we should be writing this stuff.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we're great.
Harvard,
law school. You know who else went to Harvard Law School? The president. We in the same club.
Some guy named Nowinski went there too, but who knows?
The cerebral textile of Triple H and the power of John Cena. I've got the whole package. I do things other people have never even seen before. Some people may like, some people may not. I don't really care how the WWE Universe will react to me. I can't get caught up on haters, because they're jealous of me. Becoming a WWE superstar is all I think about. I've never failed anything in my life, and I don't plan on failing now. The one thing I tell people is if you don't know me, you should. I am David Otunga, the next WWE superstar. Come on, man, Google me.
This guy is the Miz trapped in Ezekiel Jackson's body.
Pretty much, yeah. I gotta agree with Nick going, how did you not put him with Miz? That would have totally worked. They would have made a better tag team than him in the show right now. But
yeah, you know what? I wonder what Hudson's friends in Hollywood, you know, that is the A-listers or the B-listers, whatever group she's listed with, what are they thinking of her husband or boyfriend, whatever he is to her?
I think it's a fiance. And for fans of ROH watching this right now, is that my imagination? Does that look like John Davis of the Dark City Fight Club who just walked out? Oh, they didn't want to give him a microphone so he could rap the truth? Damn. is our number. Option 2, definitely join us here. Nick Anthony, Aaron Kendrick on Alan Wojcik. We're watching next, just like you guys. Oh, sorry, NXT.
Yeah, you got it next.
I can call it next and call it after and call it later. So far, I'm calling it. I don't know what to call it. I'm not sure how to label this thing right now.
Here's Michael Cole again.
Yeah, that's the time where
can you call a match, Aaron? Alan, you know how to call a match?
I probably could do it better than Cole, but I'm not even going to try it, and I don't want to try it.
That's a challenge, man.
I'd be grabbing that guy by his hair and throwing him over the top rope and hanging him by it. Is he going to get head shaved straight edge society style or what?
Wouldn't he have to if he's a part of that group?
I don't know. Would he be the token guy, as they have in the movies, the token black guy of the scene? I mean, I can't see. That'd be really sucky. I got this great gimmick going, and now you want me to buzz this awesome hair? Oh, that was ugly. Oh, wow.
That's it with that, man.
That was ugly. I'm sorry. I've seen thousands upon thousands of matches, and that was one of the ugly moves.
I think Hogwood on ROH would say, slap the porpoise. This one's over.
Well, you want to talk about
Hogan and Warrior style.
Hey, they're leaving them. They just left them in the ring lying there. Yeah, that was ugly. I don't know if it's the way he came off the ropes or the way Otunga grabbed him, but that just looked car wreck ugly. I'm sorry to say it that way.
Well, he's a rookie, man, so, I mean, I don't think he caught him properly.
You know, maybe he was trying to make it ugly. You know, they just showed the replay. It actually looked pretty stiff. Maybe that's what they were trying to get to with that move.
Yeah, maybe they're making him out to be the badass. And, oh, here we go, Brian.
Yeah, well,
Daniel.
They're really pushing this, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, according to one of our producers who on I Am the Flesh of the Damned, I believe we're going to see Chris Jericho involved against Daniel Bryan tonight in some way. Is that what they're teasing here? It is.
Yeah,
Jericho. The world champ's going to wrestle Daniel Bryan?
I never expected them to get Bryan over like this.
Yeah. That's going to be a good match. Jericho versus Amdred, that's going to be really good.
Yeah, that's going to... Well, it all depends. How much are they going to give Daniel Bryan time? Or are they just going to let him get buried by Jericho? Who knows?
We do know that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're tired of listening to us talk and you want to talk, 888-357-9876, option 2, you call in, talk with us, man. We want to hear what the fans got to think of this NXT format. Are you sitting there going, crap, they took ECW off the air for this? Or are you sitting there going, wow, I'm really intrigued. I can't wait to see what happens next.
No, you know what? Much like how Vince and the guys there at WWE got rid of Survivor Series, I'm glad they got rid of ECW because I want to remember it the way it was. I don't like remember it the way it turned out to be. So I'm glad ECW is gone and this new era for our new programming for WWE is here and we don't have to suffer through ECW. Because, I mean, honestly, I may have watched ECW, I don't know, since the WWE had it, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks worth. Honestly. Yeah, I swear. Maybe 2 weeks worth of ECW programming ever.
Yeah, I think I made it to Vince McMahon winning the championship, and that's when I said, all right, I'm out of here, because in all the years ECW, you never saw Paul Heyman walk out with a world title going, I'm the champion of the world, yeah!
Yeah. It's crap. It's crap. All right, we'll take a quick break, come back with more OWW Radio. We're following NXT as it is live. Join us, will you? Radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. Nick Anthony, Alan Wojcik, also Karen, Aaron Kendrick joining us here. 888-357-9876, option 2, OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene. All this and more can be found on one site. If you're obsessed, whenever they press me, head on over to www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. News, views, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a month's worth away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Nick Foley,
plus the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestlers today, and the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today. Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site the pros use, Online World of Wrestling, www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
Well, well, well. It is I, the quintessential stud muffin, Joel Gertner, and you're listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Do you have a business that you are looking to take online but have no idea what an HTML or JPEG is? Do you currently have a website that is in need of an overhaul? Or do you have a website that needs updating but you don't have the time to do so? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, then you need to check out WTRProductions.tk, where you can get quality web design and management at an affordable rate. Looking to get the lowdown on all the services we offer? Then shoot us off an email by checking out our contact section so that we can help you get started building your online home. WTR Productions. High quality work for an affordable rate. Built the way you want, located at www.wtrproductions.tk.
Hit option 2. While the Raw rebound's going on, let me tease next week's show. Whether Nick's going to be here or not, we already have 3 really cool interviews set up. Barring a schedule interruption, Addicted to Love Rhett Titus will be joining us to talk Ring of Honor and his other endeavors. The owner of NWA Pro Wrestling Fusion, Joey Machete, will be joining us to talk about some Florida wrestling. And if you're sitting there going, gosh, you never talk women, we've got the owner of Women's Superstars Uncensored, Sean McCaffrey, who will be joining us to talk about their promotion's big event on March 6th, which also will have three women of legendary status in the business going into their Hall of Fame, talking about Jazz, Molly Holly, and Dawn Marie. And while this is running real quick, guys, what do you think of the newest inductee to the Hall of Fame, former world champion Wendi Richter?
I was surprised to see it.
And for those that don't know it, she was the victim of the original screw job. She was world champion, beat the Fabulous Moolah, and next thing you know, she wrestled some spider lady and lost the belt, and they pulled off the hood, and oh my God, it was the Fabulous Moolah. Up there, back. Michael Cole's back. Go, give me the Dramamine quick, please.
Yeah, yeah.
For those of you just joining us, thank you. Yeah, for those of you just joining us, I'm Alan Wojcik. That's Nick Anthony. That's Aaron Kendrick. This is OWW Radio. We are having fun, just like you are watching NXT.
Did Cole just say he's the mentor to Josh Matthews?
Yeah, that's insulting to Josh Matthews because he's actually a way better announcer.
Here is going to be some
here's
real
the world
mentoring.
Champ. Yeah, here's the world champ. Here he goes. Let's listen to him.
6'5", 265 pounds,
a former bare knuckle fighter. Seems to have many of the same traits as Chris Jericho. Will they get along? Going to be interesting to find out. Flower is the world champion. Oh, he's got the flower like Kurt Angle in Main Event Mafia. What's this about?
I'm not really sure. So this is Wade Barrett, so that means we still haven't seen Skip Sheffield, who's mentored by William Regal, and Matt Hardy's mentor, who, depending on how he goes, has he's either Justin Gabriel or Justin Angel, I think. Is he the FCW Heavyweight Champion? Can anybody correct me on that? I'm not 100% sure.
You're asking the wrong person if you're asking me, man.
I think, if anybody... anybody that's out there, 888-357-9876, hit option 2, and then our super cool board operator, Mr. Tim, whose Canadian hockey team rebounded nicely today. They rebounded nicely today after a five-year-old who was on SportsCenter pushed the Americans to win the thing. And I'm being told by Scott, one of our producers, that Justin Gabriel is his name, that Justin Angel is... possibly what he's going to be going as? I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, that I guess that's what they were saying. What is this? Yeah, please. Now we got Tim talking about Team USA.
We're going to have him coming on again. Nick, this is your producer, Tim. Just like last yeah. week.
He is the god of all gods, bowing us down.
Yeah. By the way, hi, Tim.
So-
yeah.
Yeah, and so far this is an interesting show. I can't badmouth it. I can't say it's great, but
I'm gonna be honest. I'm not gonna tune in next week. I'm gonna be honest with you right now. I won't be back. I can't wait to miss it next week.
And guys, while we're on the subject of Tim and match of the week, can I promote it real quick?
Go for it.
All right. They're on commercial, so hit it, dude.
All right, guys, from now on, you can go on to wildtalkradio.com and check out what you don't hear on OWW Radio, what you don't hear of Match of the Week. You can check that out on a new column on Wild Talk Radio. And this week, you will have to go on there and read the runner-ups to see the actual Match of the Week. You will have to come to OWW Genesis tomorrow at about 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. So, just sorry for that.
It's all good, man.
It's all right. At least you didn't use a catchphrase like, sorry about your damn luck.
Yeah.
Well, vintage.
Yeah.
So far,
it's legendary.
So far, we all have heard of, our opinions on NXT. We're still waiting for you guys to show us or tell us your opinions at 888-357-9876, option 2, our radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. Let's get one of the producers in to share their opinions on this. Corey Schott, Scott, 888-357-9876. Let's find out what you guys think of it. I'm not gonna come back. I can care less about the new guys. You know what? I'll give it another week. I'll give it one more week, and we'll see how it turns out from then. What about you, man? I just don't like it so far.
I'll give it at least another week, because it's like watching any TV show that first started out. You got to give it at least a week or two. Oh, here they are. They're announcing the next week you'll get to see Justin Gabriel and Matt Hardy version. Oh, he doesn't do the version thing anymore. Damn. It was actually a good gimmick. That went in the toilet, just like a lot of stuff at this company.
We're getting old, aren't we?
Yeah, do we all Jericho. Remember that actually happened? Oh, there's Jericho.
He's on the mic. Let's hear him.
Introduction that I deserve right now. Ladies and gentlemen, my name's Wade Barrett. I'm Europe's number one bare-knuckle fighter. And I've got to say, it is an absolute honor to be paired with a man like Chris Jericho.
Why didn't they pair the British guy with the British guy in this company?
You know, I don't care where any of you have been, anywhere around the world, this man, Chris Jericho, has been there first, and he's won a title. I just want you to introduce me.
That was good.
Have it your way. Ladies and gentlemen, your world heavyweight champion, Mr. Chris Jericho.
He's good on the mic, this guy.
Yeah, a lot of the FCW guys are that way. I mean, for fans that don't know it, FCW is run by Steve Kern, former of the Fabulous Ones, and was Skinner and Doink for a while. Dr. Tom Pritchard down there, Billy Kibbins down there, Norman Smiley's down there, and dear God, the windbag is back.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm not talking Daniel Bryan. Oh, he just shoved him out of the way. That was nice.
He did?
He just kind of sidestepped the Miz there to head to the ring.
I know I'm going to be the only one to notice this, but when did Danielson move to Vegas?
Yeah, wasn't he always from Spokane or somewhere?
Aberdeen, Washington.
Aberdeen, okay.
Aberdeen, yeah.
That's what I remember, the ring announcer from Ring of Honor, from Aberdeen, Washington, talking through his nose. Slim Jim.
This is going to be a good match, man. All right, hey, we're going to take a break with them. One last break, Tim, if you will, man. We're going to come back with more NXT M-Drag versus the world champion of WWE, Chris Jericho.
Tim's saying don't go anywhere, man. He's saying he's got nothing to keep. So
Cheech and Chong?
Oh, wow.
This is going to be great.
That would be the perfect time for Rob Van Dam to come back, man. He can roll a daddy with them, too.
I might watch Raw next week, man. You know, I don't really watch. Oh, is Brett coming back, too?
We're showing Brett getting hit by the car that nobody sees hit Brett.
He'll be there next week, actually. He will be.
Yeah, with crutches and everything else. And did you guys see the thing online that people were at the 222-2222 number in the back of that ambulance? People were actually calling them to check up and see what Bret Hart was up, how he was doing. I was like, wow, I thought fans leaking stuff was dead. Thank you, America, for showing us just how dumb we are sometimes.
Yeah, we'll take a quick break. Come back with more NXT here on OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
All right, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site, clickwrestle.com. Whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, clickwrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Cannon, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. ClickWrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 the purchase. $2.95. Can't go wrong with $2.95. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com.
Wild Talk Radio is sponsored by Tripology. Book your next trip with Tripology. If you're finding it's time to get away, you have an important upcoming business trip, or if it's last minute and you need to get there fast without any hassles, call Tripology today.
I'm sure.
If you're working too many hours and can't find the time to plan that badly needed vacation, then stress no longer. Tripology is here to help. Tripology will help you get to where you need to go, whether it's for an important business trip, a last-minute flight out to see a loved one, or that much-needed and overdue vacation. Now is the time to make Tripology your travel agent. Call Tripology toll-free at 1-866-289-9950 or log on to www.mytripology.com and plan your trip now.
Option 2 is our number. Option 2 is our thing. And as it looks like they're coming back here on NXT, I'm Alan Wojcik. He's Nick Anthony. That's Aaron Kendrick. Tim Stein's our producer. Having a blast here enjoying NXT. And hey, in case we didn't realize it, WrestleMania is coming, man.
Yeah, and it's starting to look really good, man. WrestleMania has always, you know, as bad as wrestling is throughout the year, most for the WWE, come WrestleMania time, Vince McMahon, like I wrote on the forum, it always gets me to that kid state where, you know, I'm excited, man. WrestleMania is coming, and there's no difference this year, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, and it looks like we've already got the both world title matches set. Jericho, unless he somehow loses to Bryan Danielson here, taking on the Rated R Superstar Edge. You've got Cena taking on the WWE Champion Dave Bautista. You've got Career versus The Streak, Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker. A rumored match, just the way that the Legacy thing was going, Orton versus DiBiase versus Rhodes. Also rumored Triple H versus Sheamus. And this is about to get real interesting, boys.
Yeah,
it's
about to pick up.
Oh.
And a beautiful drop kick right there by Danielson.
Ooh. Oh, he's stumping a mud hole.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see because there's people that have worked for WWE that say that, oh, once you go to the indies and you come to us, you need to go to OVW and now FCW to learn the WWE style, as they call it. What the heck's the WWE style, except you have to have, like, a certain set moves at the end of the match that tells the fans, I'm going to five-knuckle shuffle, that means it's time for you to cheer for me?
Yeah. Or I'm going to do the ballin', the MVP. Ballin'!
Hey, I like MVP, but that's another, besides the point there. I mean, that guy that's walking around outside on Jericho's side, he looks like he could definitely be an interesting character, just the way he took over that argument.
I think he's ready already. I mean, we haven't seen him fight, but Mike-wise, and I don't think you have to have any skills wrestling to be in WWE. Just look at Batista. And
wow.
But he's good on the mic.
Oh, of course.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there you go. Itch, knee, yeah. For the Japanese fans listening in.
Oh!
Ooh, nice. Siguri! Lenny Leonard is sitting somewhere listening to this going, shut up, Alan, you can't do play-by-play.
You know, we have a competition over at OWW Genesis where we actually try to do play-by-play commentary on a certain match. It's really hard. I don't think I can do it.
You know, second ago,
oh,
Jericho
I could never do this.
Kind of a, Jericho almost had kind of a Katahaja May, a Taz mission move going on. Slightly different, but
look at this. It's what is this? The interview during the match?
Holy crap, I just saw that. I'm kind of watching the TV, kind of talking to the fans online, and I'm like, this is almost like you're watching the basketball game in there at the commercial break, and they're like, hey, coach, how are you getting your butt kicked? How does it feel? How do you think I feel, dumbass?
Yeah, you know, these broadcasters with these stupid questions when teams are losing. Your team is losing by 14 right now. How do you feel? Well, what do you think? We're losing. Ooh.
Yep, there we go. Ooh, wow. Oh, another two to count.
What are you watching? What are you watching it on? DirecTV or Dish, dude? You're like behind me.
On Bright House Network's digital cable, so I'm probably on like a
7 second. Look at that, man.
Shawn Michaels channel right there.
He's definitely ready for WWE. I was surprised they even sent Danielson down to FCW, but I guess I think if I may be wrong, but you guys can correct me. Did he say, "Hey, I need to go to FCW and polish off some stuff"?
I think that was the storyline, I think that's what he said. He wants to go down there.
Yeah, is it my imagination or Scott, one of our producers, just mentioned it? Is Michael Cole playing the heel announcer on Bryan Danielson here? Or am
oh
I missing?
My God! Look at that!
Wow!
Look at that!
Somebody's hurt.
Yeah, I wish you would have landed and knocked Cole out.
Somebody's hurt here. Ooh!
Danielson's trying to cover it up with a tough guy look on his
face.
Yeah, he went flat back right on that
Josh
thing,
Matthews,
man.
Jumped out of his
look at that. Well,
got a broken rib. That rib has got to be broken.
Yeah, that's like
shit.
Holy crap, look at that.
It's the same color as his tights.
But you got to give the guy credit for still going. Uh-oh, Walls Jericho.
I think Jericho missed his spot there.
The belt's not on the line in this, is it?
Hold.
No. He's going to tap. Oh, I hate Cole.
That's Vivian Bryan Danielson.
Let's listen in. Hold on.
Jericho finally forcing the break. And Josh, I do have to admit, I'm fairly impressed with Daniel Bryan thus far. Monumental upset. It is an absolute Bryan got caught. Took a little bit too much time going back on the attack. After Jericho made it to the ropes, and the veteran Chris Jericho capitalized. But a performance like this by Daniel Bryan has got to be resonating in the minds of these NXT rookies watching the back.
Oh, man. This is a good match. I told you this was going to be a good match.
Yeah, I'm pleasantly surprised that you were right. Oh wow.
It's over. Well, I think he has a broken rib. I think his rib is broken. You know, Jericho missed his spot. He was supposed to catch him a better way. He sidestepped it. Maybe to show his veteran, you know, you're not going to get me, you moron. But he sidestepped that, and I think Amdrak has a broken rib. Oh, now me. Oh, this is great.
You got to be kidding me.
I'll tell you, I'm going to say right now, if they do go to WrestleMania for a
year. Ooh, he's kicking him right in the rib!
Oh, my God. Sorry, Aaron, I didn't mean to cut you off, dude.
Go ahead, dude. Real quick.
I'm going to say right now, if there's a United States title match at WrestleMania, I'm going to say Danielson wins the belt. I mean, they're just really, really putting him over, much to my surprise here.
All right, fellas, we're at straight up 11 o'clock, 8 o'clock in Pacific, so we are definitely out of time. 888-357-9876, option 2. That's the telephone number, but no need for it now. Radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. That's the email address to reach us 24/7 throughout the week. Thanks to the producer, Shock Scott, Corey the EP. Also, Daniel the Truth, thanks to you, bro. Aaron, match of the week is available on WTR, wildtalkradio.com. Tune in to Otaku Talk Live right after our show goes off the air, which it is now. Thanks to Alan Wojak, man. Thanks for coming on with us, bro. Till next week, radio and online, worldofwrestling.com. Online, worldofwrestling.com is the website. Check it out over there, OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forms. All right, Alan, any last words?
Yeah, are you with us next week, or do you not know what's going on with your schedule yet?
Oh, man, baseball started, spring training, the pitchers have reported, so I don't know where I am. I'll let you know.
Either way, join us in here for three different interviews. We're going to have Rhett Titus from Ring of Honor. We're going to have Sean McCaffrey from Women's Superstars Uncensored. Joey Machete from Pro Wrestling Fusion. And you guys, don't hesitate to call in. I love talking with Nick and Aaron, but I want to hear from people, man. Call in. Yeah. Message board us. IM us. Get involved. This is your show, too.
And if you don't want to call in, you can email us at radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com or call into the studio at 1-866-543-6990.
Till next week, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for calling.